Welcome back to the podcast. Before we start today's interview, we wanted to give a short overview of mountain biking since this is a sport a lot of people might not know much about.
Mountain biking is a type of cycling that takes place on off-road trails, usually on dirt paths, rocky terrain, forest trails, or mountains. It requires specialized bikes and gear because of the rough surfaces and obstacles riders face.
There are several different types of mountain biking, and each one focuses on different skills and terrain.
One common type is cross-country mountain biking. This style focuses on endurance and long distances. Riders pedal both uphill and downhill, and races usually take place on looped trails.
Another type is downhill mountain biking. This is focused on speed and technical skill while riding downhill. Riders usually wear protective gear, and the bikes are heavier with more suspension to handle steep drops and jumps.
There is also enduro mountain biking, which combines elements of both cross-country and downhill. Riders are timed on downhill sections, but they still have to pedal uphill between stages.
Mountain biking is also a competitive sport with organized races around the world.
Cross-country races are usually based on endurance and strategy, while downhill races focus on speed and control over technical terrain.
Enduro races test both physical stamina and technical skill, since riders complete multiple downhill stages in one event.
Mountain bikes are different from regular bikes in several ways.
They have wider, knobby tires for better traction, stronger frames, and suspension systems that absorb shocks from rocks and jumps.
Some bikes are designed specifically for a certain style of riding, such as downhill bikes or cross-country bikes, depending on the terrain and type of racing.
Many people enjoy mountain biking because it combines physical exercise with being outdoors.
It also challenges riders mentally and physically, since they have to make quick decisions while riding on unpredictable terrain.
For many athletes, mountain biking becomes more than just a hobby and turns into a long-term passion.
Now that we've gone over some of the basics, we're going to move into the interview.
Hey everyone, welcome to Sweet Seats Podcast. I'm Catherine.
And I'm Alana. Thanks for joining us for our 15th episode where we spotlight some of the sweetest talent in the Hershey area sports scene.
Today, we're excited to host McKinley Taylor, standout mountain biker for the Hershey and Dauphin Composite mountain bike team.
McKinley got second at the Penn College State Race. He got third place at the Mass Pig Iron Enduro. This past season was his fourth year racing, and he is hoping to do some ESC and downhill races next year.
Hi, McKinley. Thanks for joining us. Here were what first inspired you to start mountain biking?
My cousin just got me into it a lot.
How do you push through when your legs are running but the trail isn't over?
I just kind of don't think about it and just try and keep going.
Who on the team inspires you the most and why?
Probably Brendan Monahan, just because he's pretty fast.
What's your biggest accomplishment so far on your bike?
Probably getting second place at the Penn College State Race.
Have you ever had a crash that taught you something important?
Yeah, there was one at Greek Peak that just taught me to go slower in sections when pre-riding the trail.
What's something about mountain biking that most people don't understand?
It's a lot easier than it looks.
Do you have any pre-ride rituals or routines?
Not really, just try and get to know the trail as best as I can.
Looking back, what's your favorite memory from this season?
Going to Trexler with friends and hitting big jumps.
How do you mentally prepare for before a race or a tough trail?
I don't really think about it and just think about going fast.
How often do you train or ride each week?
I don't know. I like to try like every other day or every day.
What's a moment where you felt proud of your progress?
Penn College, for sure. That was pretty cool.
Who is the funniest or most hyped up person on your team?
Patrick, for sure.
What's a goal you have for next season?
First place. I want to try and get first place.
What's been your favorite season so far and why?
This season. I really like this season. I thought I did pretty good.
Do you train more solo or with teammates?
I think I train with more teammates and friends.
What's something you wish you knew when you started?
I wish I knew a better bike would make you a little faster.
What advice would you give someone thinking about trying mountain biking?
Definitely try it. It won't hurt you if you don't.
How do you handle it when you're not performing how you want to?
I just kind of try and keep going.
How has biking changed how you deal with challenges in life off the bike too?
Just to know that I can keep going and push harder.
What's your favorite part about being on your team?
The community. The community is really fun.
What's something biking has taught you about yourself?
Taught me that I can do a lot.
What's the hardest mental battle you've had to fight in this sport?
just doing a trail that I know is really hard and it's going to hurt a lot.
Do you see mountain biking as part of who you are or just something you do?
I don't know. I think it's who I am a lot.
What part of yourself shows up most when you ride, like your confidence, focus, determination?
Just being able to hit whatever I want and hitting whatever I can.
How do you deal with comparing yourself to other riders?
I took it on pretty easily.
What's your mindset when things don't go as planned?
Try and make it better and fix it.
If you did describe your season in just a few words, what would you say?
Fun and pretty awesome.
We mentioned that you were going to do some downhill races. What are downhill races and how are they different from your regular ones?
Downhill races are more fast-paced and a little bit more hard, I guess.
What's the farthest or toughest race ride you've ever done?
The Greek Peak Enduro race. That was really steep and is really all or nothing.
Are you planning to keep riding once you finish high school?
Yeah.
What's one weakness you've learned to accept instead of hide?
Not being good at going uphill.
What are you most excited about for next season?
Just racing in more enduros.
What goes through your head when you're about to hit something steep or bumpy?
Just thinking about the line I'm going to take.
What's something you've learned about staying consistent?
It really helps you a lot, especially when you're going to go down something or keep going on a cross-country race.
How do you want people to remember you as a rider?
Someone who can send anything.
How do you keep things fun at practice?
Making a lot of jumps and just making a lot of fun lines.
How do you structure your practice to get the most out of it?
Do some fun stuff, then do some stuff that will actually help me on the uphills.
Now it's time for a quick sweet seat round.
Do you have a favorite Hershey candy?
Chocolate.
Do you have a pregame hype song?
No.
Gatorade flavor of choice?
Orange or the blue one.
What is your most used emoji?
Oh, I don't know.
Where is your dream vacation and why?
Like Northwest Canada or Vancouver, because Whistler's up there.
Thanks again for being on the podcast. It was super fun hearing your thoughts, stories, and everything that makes mountain biking so unique.
Catch you next time on Sweet Seats.